What's up, players? Welcome back to the Playcast with the player and the Padawan. I'm your resident player, Jack.
And this is Cards as the Padawan.
So, Cards, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, today it is very cold. If you're in Korea right now, you will probably notice that it's winter. And you might be wondering, well, can I still pick up girls in winter?
It's not even winter yet. That's the worst part.
Oh.
Oh, my brother, winter is coming. And yes, it is getting very cold out. Both the weather and the temperature of the girls. As I'm sure you've noticed if you've been out on the street recently, there are not many girls who are interested in street game in the winter time. So what is a budding player to do whenever we are stuck with nobody out on the street? Well, I imagine that the first instinct would be, let's go to the local bars, like the local meat markets, Thursday Party or Cocky Pub, some places like that, maybe some dingy bars down in Itaewon. And that's a good instinct, but even those are going to be pretty bad. You're getting not just people coming in from the cold, a slightly smaller crowd and a less talented crowd, but also everybody that usually hangs out on the smoking deck is now shoved inside. Why do you think that is, Cards? What's going on in the winter?
So I think there's a few parts to it, right? Like, obviously, no one's going to be just chilling and hanging out on the street if it's super cold, and so trying to do, like, one thing that I really like to do is street game, or, like, day game, as I like to call it, and just, like, going out and, like, talking to girls that are walking by on the street. But during the winter, they're very cold. So they don't want to be talking to you for 10 minutes while they're freezing on the street, right? And so it's just not a very, they're not in the mood to talk, right? And so they're not, even if they would be, like, in the spring or fall, like, interested in talking with you, they're just not going to stop and talk with you in the winter. And so that's why, like, it's hard to meet them on the street. And then for the bars, like, you know, it's just going to be super crowded in the places that Jack was mentioning, right? And so it's really hard in that environment to, like, you know, meet people.
Yeah, I've found that I normally just don't really like those kinds of bars anyway too much, but especially in the winter time, I don't like it. One of the things that I've noticed in Korea, and this is, you know, over 10 plus years at this point. I'm over 10 years here. Jesus, I'm getting old. One of the things that I've noticed is that the best times to meet women are going to be in the spring and fall. And that's because they usually go out hunting for boyfriends in that time. And that also means that it's a good time for hookups as well, because they're basically taking open auditions, right? Like, well, do I like you enough? Do you do the things that I like to do? And things like that. So the spring and fall times are excellent for that. And usually they'll pick up a boyfriend then that's going to be like their winter boyfriend or their summer boyfriend. And then they'll have a relationship that lasts about 4 to 6 months. And then they'll break it off to go and get some new boyfriend for the next season. And that works okay in the summertime because there are still single girls out on the street or in the bars or on the beaches, places like that. And even girls who have boyfriends sometimes, they might not mention it, but they do. But that works out okay in the summer. In the wintertime, not so much, because the good girls are usually shacked up in a warm apartment with somebody else, just Netflix and chilling.
Yeah, definitely. I can actually attest to that one.
Yes. Cards, would you like to tell us about your newest adventure, your newest foray in game?
Yeah, so originally, even if you look at, like, on the forum, if you look at my progress blog, I think in my original post I said, like, you know, what are my short and long-term goals? And one thing I mentioned there was, like, oh, I want to have, you know, a bunch of, like, casual relationships with girls that I'm seeing. And I did that, like, in October. We mentioned this last time, like, I basically achieved that. I got, like, a bunch of, like, you know, regular girls that I was seeing, and we were having sex all the time, and it was great. but it was a lot of work that I wasn't really anticipating. Like, one of the girls found a hair of another girl that I was seeing, and then she stopped seeing me after that, and so it's kind of like, you have to be very careful, and so, like, it's just a lot of work to maintain that kind of facade and, like, making sure that, you know, all the girls are separate, you're making time for each of them, because if you don't pay enough attention to one, then they'll want, you know, they'll start to wander, or, like, they'll go away. And so it was actually a lot more work than I was expecting, to be honest. And I realized it's not actually what I wanted, because, you know, if you're not getting any sex, then getting sex is like, oh yeah, it's the most amazing thing, and getting sex with multiple girls, like, of course, that's awesome, why wouldn't you want that? But, like, after you get it and you realize how much work it is, you're like, well, if I could just get sex from one girl who I'm really attracted to, like, that's better than trying to, like, juggle a bunch of them. And so that's actually what I did. So I found a girl that I was really attracted to, that I really liked. We kind of connected on a, you know, not just a sexual level, but, like, a very emotional and, like, you know, level like that. And so I decided, oh, like, I'll just stay with her and kind of cut off contact with all my other regulars. And yeah, it's been going well.
That's good. So you caught the tail end of the fall boyfriend rush. You got the Black Friday sale for girlfriends there, which will work out very well in your favor over the winter time. But for the guys who did not, you do still have some decent options available to you for meeting women. And the first one that's going to come to everyone's mind is, well, fuck the street, let's just hop on Tinder. And you totally can. And you'll even have some success there, especially during the winter time. Those girls don't want to go out. So if you must Tinder, probably the wintertime is the best to do it.
Or Meef.
Meef, yeah. I was going to recommend that over Tinder. If you must Tinder, do it in the winter. But if you're going to Tinder anyway, skip Tinder. Guys, it's so bad. Skip Tinder and use Meef instead. That's 2 E's and 2 F's. They're not a sponsor or anything, so please don't get me wrong. It's just the best meetup app that I've found in Korea. And for some reason, most people don't know it. And so I do try to tell people about it because it's definitely the best one.
Well, most guys don't know it, but definitely the Korean girls know it.
Oh, the Korean girls do, man. And I don't know, like, I've never seen any advertisements for it. I don't know if they have, like, some guerrilla marketing campaign going on or what. But seriously, guys, I highly recommend, if you're going to go the online route, use Meef instead of Tinder. But if you want to actually do it the old-fashioned way and go out to meet women, this is going to sound a little bit strange, but I recommend, like, second-tier bars. Because for some reason, I've found, especially in off-seasons, the second-tier bars are usually really good. And one of the reasons that they end up being second-tier bars is because whenever you get 30 or 40 or even more than that people into them, then they turn into a shit show. If you guys have been down to Hongdae, then maybe you know Shamrock and Roll. Shamrock's down there. And that place is just fucking terrible on the weekends. On a Friday or Saturday night, you go out there, 50 people in there, and nobody wants to talk. Nobody's really being sociable. And it's weird. They play strange music. Like, they're kind of clubby, but it's like pop music also. It's not a good place, usually. But I've had a lot of success there on off hours. So in the wintertime and on Sundays, times when other bars are not doing well, then that second tier bar now only has about 15 or 20 people in it. And all of a sudden, it's become much more intimate and it's easy to strike up a conversation, and they're not really going to walk away from you to meet someone else because there aren't a lot of options there. So you have a chance to build some rapport with the girls there. And at least Shamrock's, like, they have a pool table and a dart board and stuff. So there's some activities you can do. So places like that are going to be much better in the wintertime than they would normally be. And so I recommend places like that during the off hours. Do you have any other ideas about wintertime?
I don't have that much experience with actually meeting girls in the wintertime because sure. this, if I was going to do it, like now would be the period, but since I'm in a relationship,
yeah,
it probably won't happen. But yeah, I would just kind of echo what Jack said. Like, I actually, night game, like, or bar game is actually not something that I'm very good at or something that I've prioritized learning. I'm much more into, like, street game. So I probably, if I was still, like, searching, I would probably still try to do street game and try to figure out what works. Because I know it's not great, but I have a feeling that something has to work.
Well, yeah, if you're interested in street game, then... One good thing about winter is that it's going to force you to be pretty damn direct. I mean, you're going to have to basically go up to a girl and figure out within a minute or less if they're interested or not, and then try to turn it into an insta-date. And you already have a great excuse at hand, right? So if you stop a girl on the street and you're interested in her, and if you can feel something kind of brewing, it's kind of percolating in there, then you could say, look, I really want to keep this conversation going, but it's freezing out here. Let's just step into this cafe real quick. We'll grab a cup of coffee and we'll chat, maybe about 10, 15 minutes, something like that. And you have an insta-date already there for you.
Yeah, I think that's something that I think would work pretty well. Because, like, for all the generalizations of, like, you know, what times are best or not, like, there's still things that can work. Sure, they may not be as effective, but I very much reject the common knowledge of, well, don't do this because it's just not a good idea. I was like, well, until I know for myself it's a good idea or not, I'm going to try it.
Sure. Well, and absolutely. And, I mean, nothing's a good idea until the minute that it works, right? Right. Like, there's no such thing as a good idea or a bad idea. Just did it work this time or not? And it might work next time. And that being said, obviously something like trying to catcall girls on the street, I mean, it might work once in 1,000 times, but that's going to be a pretty poor return on your time investment there. I do think that street game still has merit, even in the winter. In the wintertime, if you are a smoker, you are in luck because the smoking section is always going to be a good place for pickup. But especially in the winter, when there aren't many people around, if you're in a smoking section somewhere, I used to live over by Seoul Women's University, and every now and then I would go over there and just like hang out in the building. Like, there was like a student union building there, and I would go hang out in there with my laptop and get some work done. And then whenever I would step outside to the smoking area, I would take numbers almost every single time because, you know, you're out there, you're pretty much one-on-one with somebody. And all you have to do is strike up a conversation, and they'll talk to you, or at least try to, about 90% of the time. And so that's always going to be a good spot in the winter when there aren't very many people around. Another thing, in the winter, there is one place where people are on their way to go somewhere, and you have a good excuse to be, where you can meet lots and lots of people, and it stays pretty warm all the time. That, my friends, is the subway.
Yeah.
I know. I've talked about this, and I've written about this, and a lot of you guys that have read it have said, oh, it seems like such an interesting idea, and it makes so much sense, but I just can't bring myself to do it. I just can't see it actually working. And it does. It does. And the wintertime, if you're on the fence about trying this, and you're interested in meeting girls in not a bar setting, this is the time to try out Subway Game. Obviously, just like anything else, it's going to be rough the first couple of times, but this is the best time to do it. You know, like, you're already on the subway. They're already on the subway. You're trying to stay warm. They're staying warm, right? You have it all set up. It's basically street game. Just, it's cold outside, so they don't want to go out. They want to stay there.
Yeah, that's actually a really interesting point, because I've actually never really focused on Subway Game before, because it's always been like, oh, like, why would I go in a Subway Game when I can just go on the streets in Hongdae and it's not as, you know, quote-unquote hard.
Yeah.
But Yeah, Subway Game, I think, is one of those things that I've always been like, oh yeah, I think I definitely want to try that, but I'm too scared to do it. But if there's no other good option, then yeah, why not try it and give it a go?
Well, it's a good enough option in its own right. I can't say that it's better than regular street game, at least not from my experience. But what Subway Game gives you, and this is something that's extremely useful in the winter, is it gives you a nice list of phone numbers that you can work with. The chances of taking a subway girl like off the subway for an insta date are really low. Like, it's much lower than even street game. And so mostly what you're going to be doing on the subway is collecting numbers. Normally, that's not that big of a deal and it's not that interesting. However, in the wintertime, when you can easily say, hey, look, you know, it's cold outside, you're chatting with a girl for, I don't know, a day or two after you take her number and say, hey, look, I want to hang out with you, but it's cold outside. How about we hang out here, you know, and just get her to come over because your apartment's nice and warm and you can cuddle up and you can Netflix and chill. That's a really good time for it, is the wintertime. So having a pipeline of numbers that are like steadily coming in that you can get even just on your way to work or whenever you're going to go meet your friends out in Hongdae or whatever, you know, whenever you're on the subway, just chat up a girl or two, maybe pick up a number and see how it goes. And then once you have a couple of numbers, then you can start using those and you can start directing them to something more.
Yeah, and I think that's one germane point where it's like, you know, you can make excuses all day about why you don't want to go out and meet girls. I don't know if everyone has this problem, but I have this problem of like, you know, it's just hard for me to motivate myself to go out and meet girls because it's a lot of like, I have a lot of approach anxiety usually. And so I always have to like push past that and try to force myself to go out and meet girls. And so like one thing I don't want people listening to this to take away is like, oh, it's wintertime, you have an easy out of why you shouldn't be approaching girls. Like, no. You should definitely still be approaching girls. It's just you have to know the most effective way to do it. And we're telling you what are the most effective ways to do it. And it's still possible to go out and meet girls in winter and get laid and everything. Like, yeah.
Yeah, there's no reason to just say, oh, well, I'm just going to give up and sit at home and get fat and hibernate like a bear all through winter. Because, I mean, let's say you even do that, then fuck that. You come out into spring looking like a fat ass and you've lost all your social skills and it's not going to do you any good. And in fact, it'll probably end up doing you harm. You're much better served if you just get out and do something, do anything. But some of these things that we're mentioning, that's a good place to start. If you just don't know where to start, if you say, look, I want to meet girls, I want to do things, where should I go? What should I be doing? Well, that's what we're here for, and that's what we're here telling you. And, you know, of course, if you guys have any questions or comments or if you have extra suggestions, absolutely feel free to email me or you post it on the forum, forum.thesoulplayer.com. It's very easy to get in, join our crew of guys in there, ask your questions, post your advice, post any other recommendations that you have. And especially if you guys are outside of Seoul, if you know some other good spots, because I don't know the other good spots for different seasons outside of Seoul. I've been around to places, but I haven't lived in any of them. And so it's hard for me to say what the on hours and on seasons are for different places. So please, if you guys know about what's going on in, I don't know, Daegu or Daejeon or Busan or anything like that, absolutely join in and let us know. Because we've got guys all over Korea and actually all over the world who are traveling to these places and asking for advice, and I don't have a whole lot to tell them. So, like I said, please email me any questions or comments you have, jacknorth@thesoulplayer.com, and get onto the forum, forum.thesoulplayer.com, and join the conversation there. And we will keep it going next time, guys. Players out.